Here's the Batman suit, may proceed, may proceed.
My name is Roxanne Edwards Reyes, and I'm with the Immigrant Legal Center representing the appellant, Mr. Joaquin Joslin Alberto. This matter revolves around a guardianship petition that was filed in the Douglas County Court. My client, Mr. Joaquin Alberto, petitioned the trial court to appoint him as a legal guardian for the minor child, Denise Bell. And as part of a guardianship order, he asked that the court find that reunification with one or both of the minor's parents was not viable at the time the petition was filed due to abuse, abandonment, and neglect, and that it would not be in the best interest of the minor to be transferred to his country of origin, Guatemala. These findings are a requirement for the minor child to be able to petition special immigrant juvenile status, also known as SIJ, before the federal authority. FAJ is a type of immigration relief that was created by Congress in 1990 to protect children who had been abused, abandoned, or neglected by one or both of their parents. In this particular case, the court did find that it was necessary to have a legal guardian and did in fact appoint my client as the legal guardian for the minor child, Denise L. But the court erred by refusing to make the additional findings of fact. Requested by the appellant, stating that the Douglas County Court for the Division does not function as a juvenile court, and for this reason, the court cannot make the special findings requested by the appellant. So, the trial court reached this conclusion erroneously by concluding that only juvenile courts could make the special findings of fact requested by the appellant. In order to understand what courts have the ability to make the kinds of findings, we can look at the basic prongs of the FAJ statute, which are three prongs.
Let's assume for the moment no trial judge was wrong. Reason was wrong. Would he still have had authority under existing law as of today to decline to make special findings?
We asked the trial court to make the findings of fact regarding abuse, abandonment, and neglect in accordance to Nebraska law. So he did have the authority.
What Nebraska? I'm not saying he didn't have authority. Is there any provision of Nebraska law that's operative as of right now that required him to make those findings?
The way that I see it is that in order to answer the question, I think it's important for us to look at the SIJ scheme that both Congress and federal authorities have put together to be able to seek SIJ classification. And that is that first the Congress requires a predicate finding order, finding that there was abuse of enemy or neglect.
Let me make this simple. There is no provision in the federal law that says the state court must make findings, correct?
There is a provision in federal law that entrusts state and juvenile courts with making this kind of
But it doesn't say state courts, you must make those findings as requested. That language doesn't exist, correct?
Well, the specific language just basically entrusts the state courts and juvenile courts with making those findings, Your Honor.
But there's no language in that mandatory.
Well, the language that I have for you says, if we go back and look at the first prong, which is the dependency or custody prong, it says that a child can be found to be, or that prong can be met when an immigrant has been declared dependent on a juvenile court or has been placed under the custody of an individual appointed by a state or a juvenile court. So in saying this, Congress has entrusted the state courts with the ability to make these kinds of findings of fact. And as a matter of fact, these findings are a condition precedent to the minor being able to seek this SIJ classification. In other words, without the order, the minor could never seek SIJ classification. And this implicitly gives the state courts and juvenile courts a very special role, the role of fact-finding, which is what state court are in the business of making factual findings.
Are these findings necessary to make employment or not?
They play a factor in determining.
Are they necessary? Can you appoint a guardian without knowing these findings?
Yes, the trial court can make or can appoint a guardian without there being abuse, offense, and neglect. But at the same time,
federal law does not require state court to make those findings. Is that correct?
That is correct, Your Honor. The federal law entrusts the state courts and the juvenile courts with this task of making these factual findings, because state courts are the courts that are in the business of making this type of findings of facts, and it's a very multifaceted, multi-step process that they have put together, where they've given the role of making factual findings to the state courts, which is they are in the business of making those findings of facts, and then they of course have left the role of determining whether immigration status should be granted to the federal authorities.
Let me ask you a different question. Rather than have the law affect the law there, you can only have LD 670 that would have
happened. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What does that do for your case?
Well, in the importance of that case as of today, I believe, is looking at the legislative history, is the fact that LD 670 clarifies for the state courts that they have always had the authority to make the kinds of findings of fact requested in this case by the appellant. In the event that this case were to be decided after July 18th, when that bill goes into effect, then I would make the argument that because this new bill does not purport to make a new right, and it simply clarifies existing law, then that this bill should be looked at as a procedural change and then apply retroactively to the fines that we have for
this case. If this case were decided after July,
then what would
say that?
Right. And if this case were to be decided before July 18th, I would say that it doesn't matter that the LD 670 is a new law, and that just looking at the legislative history, we can see that this bill just clarifies for the state courts that they have and have always had the authority to make the kinds of findings of fact
that a portion of your proposition is procedural in nature and therefore could be applied to these in my case, right?
That is correct. Right. That is correct.
So what has been the custom of the county courts who are guardianship courts? They may make findings and they don't have to make findings?
That's correct, Your Honor. That has been the custom, and so long as the person seeking to make those findings brings to the court enough evidence to meet the standard of proof according to Nebraska law, the courts have been generally very amenable to making those findings. As a matter of fact, in this particular case, the courts refused to make the findings of fact requested by the appellant, not because there wasn't enough evidence presented at the Class B hearing, not because the court found my client not credible, also not because they found the minor child not credible, or because there was an interested party presenting evidence contrary to what my client and the minor were saying. The court simply, this is undisputed.
The trial court said, I would like to make findings, I can't do it because I'm not a human.
Right.
Is that an error of law?
Yes, Your Honor.
What is a juvenile court? What purpose is this case?
So for purposes of this case, the juvenile law is defined in the implementing federal regulations, and they are defined as any court located in the United States having jurisdiction under state law to make judicial determinations about the custody and care of juveniles. In Nebraska, the county courts have the ability to make judicial determinations regarding the care and custody of juveniles, and when...
Is it different from the care of Douglas County and not in Washington County?
I don't think that's different, Your Honor. I think that county courts across Nebraska have the ability to make mutual determination regarding the care and custody of juveniles across Nebraska.
Is the guardianship or the nature of custody determination?
That can be, yes. It can be.
So you're in county court, your proposition of county court made a determination of guardianship or and the nature of such suicide.
That is correct.
And then under the second quote, that was nominated for me to be the second quote and the second quote.
Yes, that is correct, Your Honor.
You agreed with Judge Miller-Gurney that the facts were facts, few facts, but let's be honest, there was no one there to dispute the facts.
Your Honor, although there was nobody present, he complied with Nebraska law requiring us.
I'm just saying this was in essence an ex parte hearing.
It was a typical guardianship hearing, I would say, where the parties who were interested in wanting the court to hear them were present and they spoke to the issues.
Neither one of the parents was present.
No, but they were advised about the hearings and notified, and they were also given instructions on how they could oppose the proceedings if they wanted to.
And nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up.
So in essence, everyone that was there was on one side of this fight, right?
Everybody that was there was in support of the best interest of the child in this case, and it's not unusual at all because it was a guardianship, and we were seeking to have a legal guardian appointed where there was a necessity to have a legal guardian appointed for a minor child, and the court in fact looked into the argument, to the testimony, and they found that it was necessary to appoint a legal guardian.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We will go on to the next case today, which is in re interest tax.